Hi, everybody. It is the Sephardic Tshuva of the week. And the truth is, this Tshuva is not just for Sephardim, it's really for all Jews. But Rav Avadia Yosef really emphasized this very, very strongly. And we're going to talk about whether someone who is sick and really is supposed to be eating on Kippur, the doctor says he has to eat on Kippur, the rabbi told him he has to eat on Kippur, but this person decides that he wants to be more machmir, he wants to be strict, and he doesn't want to eat on Kippur. Is he allowed to do that? Well, Rav Avadia Yosef comes down incredibly strongly saying that that person must eat on Kippur. Here's some quotes. He quotes from the Rambam that he writes in the beginning of Hilchot Shabbat. Beautiful words. He teaches you that the Torah teaches that Pikach Nefesh overrides almost all mitzvot of the Torah, except for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, and Shvichut Damim. Other than these three exceptionally terrible Averot, adultery, murder, and idolatry. Other than that, we say that Pikach Nefesh is overwhelms it. And it teaches you, the Rambam writes, that the Torah, the laws of the Torah are not there as nekama. It's not there for, it's not vengeance. It's rachamim, it's chesed, shalom, it's peaceful, it's kindness, and mercy. As the Pasuk Rei tells us, that derachei darcheinam chonativotah shalom, Pasuk of Mishlei, that the words of Torah are pleasant and all his paths are pleasant, and it's not, it is not being Hashem being, God forbid, being vicious against us, God forbid. Be'elu apikorsim, the Rambam calls those people who say that it's Asur Mechalel Shabbat for the sake of life, or it's Asur Mechalel Kippur, it's Asur to eat on Kippur to save a life. Those who say that, the Rambam calls them, believe it or not, apikorsim, heretics. And he writes about this, that about such people, the pasuk applies, Gamani natati lahem chukim lo tovim mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. He quotes the Ramban as well, who said there's no midat chasidut for a sick person who acholash yesh bo sakana to be machmir. Of course, you have to ask the doctor. If the doctor says you have to eat, you must eat on Kippur. And he just goes on and on and on like this. Even though, you know, there's an Ibn Ezra who says that the doctor has word only on something external, not something internal. Rav Avadia goes to great length to show you that we do not follow the Ibn Ezra on this. The Ibn Ezra is in a very important commentary to the Chumash, however, he's not a posek, and the words of the poskim certainly outweigh the words of the Ibn Ezra on this issue, for sure. And the Rambam and the Rambam says that it is asur for a person to give up their life for something other than the big three. Now, the big three Averot. Now, Tosafot and the Rosh, however, disagree, and they say that even the other mitzvot of the Torah, a person can choose to volunteer and risk their life. Now, that's an interesting question. Where do you know such a thing? Well, that seems to be from Esther, that Esther was, Mordechai refused to bow to Haman, and that's not one of the mitzvot in the Torah, but not one of the big three Averot, excuse me, and yet still Mordechai refused to bow to Haman, even though it endangered Am Yisrael. So apparently one is allowed to be machmir, and say, you know what, I'd rather die than violate any other than mitzvot, even if it's not one of the big three Averot. However, Rav Avadia clarifies very, very strongly that the Tosfot and the Rosh apply only in a situation where it's Kiddush Hashem, like the situation of Mordechai, when it's Kiddush Hashem to give up your life, when people are trying to force you to violate the Torah, specifically to violate the Torah. But here, someone who's sick, he's not allowed to be machmir in himself. And anyone who does it is mitchayev b'nafsho, actually would be responsible, God forbid, if something terrible would happen. And Rav Avadia Yosef closes with a quote from Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, and I'm very, very excited to quote from Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, not only because he's one of the great Sephardic Achronim, but also because he is the ancestor of the Ayash family, of Shimon and his family. And therefore, it's always a pleasure to quote from Rabbi Yehuda Ayash. Rabbi Yehuda Ayash writes that it is a chiyuv, it's an obligation on the sick person and all his family to go after the best doctor possible, go after the best medical treatments possible, And someone who's lazy and says, "Nah, Hashem will take care of him," he says about such a person, Rabbi Yehuda Yash, "Ein dato bazeh ela dat shotim." He says that is irrational, and one cannot follow such rules, and therefore one must follow the doctor's rule. And you must, if the doctor says you have to eat on Kippur, you must eat on Kippur. And I have to speak to the Rav exactly how to do this. But that's the rule, you're not allowed to be machmir. And you should know that Rav Avad Yosef, when he was the chief rabbi in Tel Aviv, he used to spend a good part of his day on Erev Kippur going to the hospitals and visiting the cholim and telling them that if the doctor says they have to eat on Kippur, most likely if you're in the hospital on Kippur, that you must eat on Kippur. And it's very important, especially to stress this, to elderly people. Elderly people sometimes can be a little bit resistant to the doctor telling them that they must eat because they feel, well, they have to show that they're strong, they have to show that they have all the strength in the world. But despite that, no matter what age, you have to emphasize to anyone that you must listen to the doctor and to eat on Kippur if the doctor says so. What exactly the parameters are on the shiurim, when and how, that's something to coordinate together with the rabbi and the doctor. But the bottom line is you must listen to the doctor and also speak to the Rav. I wish everybody a good day, a safe fast of Tzom Gedaliah, and a good rest of the week. And we look forward to the Bar Mitzvah of Zach Mizrahi this coming Shabbat and Kippur next week. Have a great day.